I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, let's start off the news with good news. Northern Inyo Hospital on Sunday, March 22nd, from parents Isaac Elbram and Katie Hancock, brought into the world a baby girl, Kestrel Elbram, weighing in at 5 pounds and 13 ounces. Congratulations to the parents and, of course, the grandparents as well, Anita McProud and Paul Hancock. Well, now to sad news. On April 6th at approximately 8:19 p.m., a 34-year-old male pedestrian was walking and pushing a bicycle on the number one lane of the northbound U.S. 395 just north of Vista Point. That would be on Sherwin Grade. A 2017 Toyota Prius traveling northbound in the same lane struck the pedestrian, causing him to be propelled into a dirt and rock embankment. The pedestrian sustained immediate major injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene by personnel from the California Highway Patrol, Bishop area, and the Mono County Sheriff. Next steps, well, identification, the identity of the deceased will be released through Bruny Mortuary following the notification of next of kin. Investigation is currently taking place by the CHP in the Bishop area. Anyone with information is encouraged to call Officer Lopez at 760-872-5150. The pedestrian, name pending notification, was 34 years old. Injury was fatal and was pushing a bicycle walking in the number one lane. Driver, Alexandria Lopez, age 23, from Murrieta, California, was driving the 2017 Toyota Prius, has minor injuries, and passenger Uriel Maraguya, 24, residents of Mammoth Lakes, minor injuries. This is very sad news. Hospice of the Owens Valley Spring Grief Support Group. If you or someone you know is navigating the difficult journey of loss, you don't have to walk it alone. Join them for an upcoming grief support group. The details are, it'll be Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. It begins this week, April 9th through May 28th. Facilitator is Patrick Thompson. Donations are welcome and a handbook will be provided for all participants. How do you join? Super simple. Call 760-872-4663. Grief is not a sign of weakness, nor a lack of faith. It's the price of love. Call them today, 760-872-4663, to be a part of this next group. The Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center is introducing a new partnership with TMC Community Capital, a nonprofit that provides below-market rate loans for up to $50,000 for small businesses. The partnership will expand access to microloans for small businesses across Inyo and Mono counties, unlocking critical funding for entrepreneurs often left out of traditional financing. Through this partnership, the BRC, a nonprofit offering business development services and technical assistance to small business and entrepreneurs in the Eastern Sierra, can now offer $5,000 loans directly to local small businesses, providing flexible options for entrepreneurs who may have limited or no credit history or operate cash-based businesses. Small businesses are the lifeblood of the Eastern Sierra business ecosystem, yet these businesses have historically been locked out of the traditional funding streams. Larger businesses can access, said Merrill Picard, director of the BRC. This partnership allows us to expand access to capital for the small business community of the Eastern Sierra by connecting them with a trusted lending partner and providing local hands-on support to meet them where they are, whether they're just getting started or ready for the next stage of the growth. Well, there's more to this article, and it can be found at sierrawave.net.
Well, back to positive news. Inyo County Health and Human Services, this National Public Health Week, they celebrate the heart of public health, their team. Every day, they show up with compassion, strength, and unwavering commitment to the community. Whether it's caring for families, supporting those in need, or working behind the scenes to keep our county healthy, their impacts reach far beyond what we see. To our public health team, thank you for all that you do to keep our community healthy. supported, and strong. For more information about Inyo County Public Health, visit their website or just go to Facebook at Inyo County Health and Human Services. Back to sad news, we have a few obituaries here. We have Joseph Joe Gonzalez Napolis, was born in Singer, California on January 10, 1935. He passed away on March 16, 2026 at his home in Paradise near Bishop, California. Joseph was of the Catholic faith, and a graveside service will be officiated by Father Gracie on April 11, 2026 at 11 a.m. at Pioneer Cemetery, 160 Pioneer Lane in Bishop. A luncheon will follow at the residence of Mark and Andre Napolis at 799 North Paha Lane in Bishop. Napolis family would like to thank Joe's friends and neighbors for the many years of friendship, especially Peggy Brockman. Donations in memory of Joe Napolis may be made to the Ron Napolis Scholarship at the Bishop Union High School or through Rick Napolis. Also passed away, Dilbert Samuel Burt Finney, 1954 to 2026. It is with heavy hearts that we share the passing of Dilbert Burt Samuel Finney. Born on December 9, 1954, Burt was known to follow everyone he met as a man of character, with many stories, including surviving being struck by lightning at age 9 in Great Falls, Montana. Services for Burt will be held on Saturday, April 18, 2026 at 12 p.m. at the Old Benton Cemetery on Highway 120. A lunch memorial will follow at the Benton Community Center. Please bring a side dish or dessert to share. Drinks will be provided, though you are welcome to bring your own as well. Dad's loss has been and will be felt deeply across all walks of life, and he will be remembered forever. Also passed away is David Edward Suthi, 1941 to 2026. David Edward Suthi, affectionately known as Dave, passed away on March 30th, 2026 at the age of 84 in Lone Pine. After facing years of health challenges with remarkable strength and resilience, Dave's legacy will live on through the stories, laughter, and love shared by his family and all who knew him. His steadfast spirit will continue to guide and inspire his family and friends. Services to honor and celebrate Dave's life will begin with a viewing on April 23rd, 2026 from 6 to 8 p.m. at Bruni Mortuary in Bishop. Graveside services will follow on April 24th at 10 a.m. at East Line Cemetery. Inga Marie Bell, age 86, of Bishop, California, born in 1939, passed away at home on March 28, 2026. Graveside services at East Line Street Cemetery will be held on April 11th at 10 a.m. with a private family gathering to follow. There is a lot more to these obituaries, and they can be found on SierraWave.net. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at SierraWave Media. We're also on that thing called X.com. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Most of all, thanks for tuning in.